New York officials dispute that total, but say the decades-old reimbursement rates should change and have been the subject of talks for months. Based on formulas designed to help deinstitutionalize patients, now down to 1,169 at five institutions across New York from about 17,000, they say the money also funds community-based programs for many of the state's 100,000 developmentally disabled. The House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform said in a report Thursday that the overpayments represent, quote, massive waste, are likely illegal, should stop immediately, and reflect lax federal oversight. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.